You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Newell Norman. He's Dave Cohen, and we're out here at Children's Hospital, and we're going to be talking about surgery. And we know that it can be extremely stressful for the kids and the parents. And now imagine that you do 8,209 surgeries through the month of November just this year. That's a lot of stress on everybody. And during this hour, we'll talk about surgical services at Children's Hospital. And when you think about surgery for kids, think about how specialized the people, the surgeons, the equipment has to be. And here at Children's Hospital, their staff lives by the notion that kids aren't just little adults. They're kids, and they need to be cared for but like kids.
And we are excited now to be joined by Dr. Ellis Argemond, the Surgeon-in-Chief here at Children's Hospital. 8,209 surgeries already this year. What kind of demands does that put on you and your staff? And wow, that's a big number.
Well, Dave, first of all, thanks to you and Newell for being here today, for helping us put on this great program to benefit Children's Hospital. We are very, very pleased and proud of all the things we do in surgery at Children's Hospital. We provide an incredibly broad range of procedures from relatively simple and common things like hernia repairs and ear tube placement and tonsillectomies to complex congenital heart surgery, surgery for brain tumors, liver transplants, kidney transplants. So we are really delighted and honored to be able to provide that wide range of services for kids all across the Gulf region. And the demands on the staff and on the physicians are considerable. It's busy. We take care of kids with a huge range of complicated problems. And we are driven by a sense of mission that everybody here shares.
The obviously, we're raising funds. The advancement in medicine has been huge, and it continues on, always cutting edge. That's where we want this place to be for the benefit of our kids. But that's challenging, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, many of the things we do here are extremely complicated, and you just absolutely have to have the right equipment, the right people, the right level of skill and training to do that. It's not easy, and it's expensive to support those programs.
Yep. And folks walk in here with the comfort of knowing that they're not going to be turned away.
Well, you've hit on a very central point for what we do. You know, everybody comes through the same door at Children's Hospital, and I would say Children's Hospitals generally occupy a very special place in American society. There are not very many places in the U.S. where everybody comes through the same door, everybody gets the same type of care, and we're very proud and honored to be able to take care of all patients who need services.
Well, you know, I remember it was not that many years ago, my son had some intense pain in his abdomen, and we brought him here to Children's Hospital in the middle of the night, and they gave him something for the pain. They did some imaging, and they said, everything looks okay, you can go home. At 5 o'clock that morning, though, we got a call back, and this goes to the level of service you get here at Children's Hospital. They had a second radiologist come in, just in case, and reread all of his scans as a matter of procedure to make sure nothing was missed. Turned out my son had one of his organs was not normally sitting in his abdomen. It was turned 90 degrees, so the initial scan didn't pick up a problem that he was having. So we got a call at 5 o'clock in the morning. Can you come back right now? We need you to come back. He underwent surgery by 6 a.m., and what impressed me the most was not only that someone was cognizant enough to just in case reread that, but when we came back, everyone was welcoming, caring, helpful, and made a very stressful situation as manageable as possible. And he's a healthy adult now, thank God, thanks to that experience we had here.
Yeah. Well, the welcoming and caring is a key part of what we do. You know, that's part of the service we provide all the time. I'm sorry to hear that you had to leave and come back, but it speaks to our vigilance and willing to check and double check and make sure that things are done right. Always stressful on the families, and we recognize that nobody who comes here really wants to be here, and we recognize that. And coming here because your child is sick and they're going to have a surgical procedure, we do everything we can to make people feel comfortable, welcome, and put their minds at ease.
You know, several of our guests have already told us that you not only see patients from the greater New Orleans area, but really the entire state of Louisiana and much of the southeastern United States, because no one else can do what you do here at Children's Hospital for pediatric patients in many cases.
Yeah, no, it's a very important point. You know, our service area spans the entire Gulf South, and we're the largest provider of pediatric specialty care between Houston and Birmingham. So we see patients from the Mississippi Gulf Coast as far over to Mobile, west to Lake Charles, all the way north to Monroe, even Shreveport. So we cover a very, very large geographic area. That places a big burden on a lot of our families. Many of them are not local, and they're traveling several hours to get here. Most of the patients are very young. A lot of the parents are pretty young. They don't always have a lot of time and resources. And so we go to great lengths to make people feel comfortable and welcome, realizing that a lot of our patients are coming from extended distances to get here.
Can you tell us a story about how the money that people give today will help you do what you do? Tell us a story about a life that you were able to save because Children's Hospital is here and has the resources it has thanks to the giving of this community.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's the lives we save and the lives we change. There are children who are transported in here now. I'll give you an example related to our trauma program. Within the last 2 years, we've established a pediatric trauma program, so children are able to come here instead of going to University Hospital. Children come in with any one of a number of, unfortunately, very tragic injuries, motor vehicle accidents, gunshot wounds, amputation injuries from lawnmowers. This happened just the other day. Child lost a hand due to a lawnmower accident and coming here for care. So we see children who are burned. That's another new program. I think you'll be talking to our burn surgeon a little bit later today. There is no burn center anywhere near to here. So we save and change quite a few lives. In my field, you know, one of the more common and sort of life-threatening things we see are children who have choked on a foreign body. The child has a foreign object that ends up in the trachea as a life-threatening event, and to be able to extract that promptly, efficiently, and quickly is something that can only be done in very few places. So I could go on and on and elaborate about that, but the key to what we do is that we take care of children with essentially any problem from anywhere, all with the same high level of care, all getting the same level of service.
Doctor, anything else you want to tell us or our listeners that help them understand why it's so important for them to help by calling 888-780-8811 right now and giving 888-780-8811 or texting CHNOLA to 51555?
We are extraordinarily grateful for the support of the community that allows us to keep our doors open and to continue to provide all of the highly specialized care we do for children with really complicated conditions. We're serving not just New Orleans, but the greater metro area and all across the Gulf South, and would not be possible without the support of the community, and we are very grateful for that support.
Well, and I'm sure that 8,209 surgeries, that number is counting, and so we'll let you get back to that of saving and improving and changing lives. And we thank you for what you do, and thank you for joining us to help people understand why it's so important that they help you.
Thanks so much for the
Absolutely,
time.
Doc. Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.